This is Radio Boston. I'm Deborah Becker. We're going to start today with the latest developments in the case of former New England Patriots player Aaron Hernandez. He was found hanging in his prison cell yesterday. Governor Baker spoke about Hernandez's death today.
Look, anytime anybody kills himself in a prison, something clearly went wrong. Although, as one of the prison advocates said, that can be a tough issue to manage sometimes. But obviously the investigation that DOC will do will hopefully give us some guidance on steps we could take going forward.
Just moments ago, Hernandez's lawyer, Jose Baez, told reporters that the state medical examiner is illegally holding Hernandez's brain.
It is our position that they are holding Aaron Hernandez's brain illegally. They have released the body and withheld Aaron's brain.
Nestor Ramos has been covering this story for the Boston Globe, and he joins us on the line. Hello, welcome back to the show.
Hi, thank you.
So tell us more about what Hernandez's attorney, Jose Baez, said today. What does it mean exactly that someone's holding, the medical examiner is holding Hernandez's brain illegally?
Well, he alleged that after the autopsy was conducted at the medical examiner's office here in Boston, the family had requested that the brain go to Boston University, which has a very renowned brain research department, and had made arrangements for that, for the brain to be handed over this morning at 10 a.m. And he said that when BU came to collect the brain, that they had essentially changed their minds, that it wasn't turned over, and he organized the press conference shortly thereafter. Okay. Now, in the last 2 minutes or so, I've gotten a statement from Dan Bennett, who's the state secretary of public safety and security, saying that the state's investigation into Hernandez's death is ongoing and may require further analysis. He said that no one is going to stand in the way of the family's wishes for Boston University to have Aaron Hernandez's brain.
So we should say, though, that the reason it would have gone to BU, just for folks who don't know, was to try to figure out if he suffered a CTE, or chronic traumatic encephalopathy, which is something that BU has been studying among football players. Is that right?
Right. And there had been some speculation that might be something that the family would want looked at or others would want looked at. It's shown up in the autopsies of a handful of former NFL players who've had problems.
So is he suggesting then that could have even been a factor in Hernandez's apparent suicide?
Well, Baez was pretty cagey about that at the news conference. He was asked that several times and said simply that their own investigation is going to take a lot of avenues and be a complete look at what might have contributed to it. He wouldn't go so far as to speculate about whether or not Hernandez was suffering from CTE.
He's also said some very critical things about the state. Is that right?
Yes, and he continued to do so today. He said that a lot of the reason they insist that the brain go to BU is because they don't have confidence in the state medical examiner's office.
Why is that? Do you know?
Well, there certainly has been a history of some problems at the office, the criminal cases against Hernandez hinged in some part on the medical examiner's office. So questioning their credibility was part of that case as well.
There are also reports today that there was a Bible verse written on Hernandez's forehead before he died early yesterday morning. Any news on that?
Well, Baez was asked about that as well during the news conference and wouldn't confirm it. He was pretty standoffish, I'd say, about that claim, said he didn't know anything about it. Someone asked if it had been in Hernandez's handwriting, and he declined to address. He really declined to address anything except the brain issue. There are still a lot of questions about the suicide itself, whether it was or wasn't. But that in those investigations, which I guess now are parallel investigations by the state and his own lawyers, are ongoing.
All right, Nestor Ramos, reporter at the Boston Globe. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you.